County Zoning Code. Property is located on the southeast side of Sierra Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19923 Sierra Avenue, Lot B79 in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3262. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 4 mail return. The applicant is seeking a 7.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed screen porch to the HVAC unit on Lot B77, a 7.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed screen porch to the landing on Lot B77, an 11.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed to the manufactured home on Lot B77.
Evening.
Hi.
Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Rose Marie Saggione, S-A-G-G-I-O-N-E. My address is 19923 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971, P79.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
First off, it's not a screened porch. It is actually windowed. It's a three-season room. I just wanted to, that's what it was proposed as.
I think the survey said screen porch, I think, so that's where we were getting that. It would be the same separation requirement, variance requirement.
Okay, just the title there. Okay.
Okay. The lots are narrow, as Brittany had stated earlier, and with the small spaces around and in between, I needed to apply for the variance. This is all new to me, so please excuse me. A variance would be necessary to build the new porch. There is, for the shed, I don't know if you want me to do one and then the other, or just address them both at the same time.
However you'd like.
Okay, well, the shed is, I already have an existing shed and was informed when I went to get a permit that the shed was like 6 inches incorrectly placed. So I needed to get a new, or a variance to put a new shed, and I would like with the new shed it to be larger, because the existing shed I have is a 6x6, and I'm looking for either a 6x8 or an 8x8. So that's why the variance for the shed. The physical circumstances and conditions are not probability that the, as Brittany had stated, the will not be developed. Anything would not be developed. Like I said, I'm new at this, please excuse me. The community was created in the 40s and the 50s. So the exceptional protocol, practical difficulty of it being, I guess, developed is pretty close to none, to zero. And it will, it won't alter the character of the neighborhood. Actually, I think it would improve it. And all my surrounding properties all have my home. It would be on the side, and all of them are on the side of the homes. I did submit photos. I don't know if you have those photos. You do. Where all of the surrounding
some of the
homes.
Examples of the.
Yes, yes. Every neighbor has one, but me. So that was something I thought that would be interesting. That if authorized, it would actually represent the minimum variance needed. And I think I also included a. That's a neighbor. They're all neighbors, all surrounding my home and across the street, and they all have side porches, and that is up the street. These were all taken on my road. And that's the existing shed that I was told was, I guess, placed in 2006, long before I moved there, and the distance changed in 2005. So that's why I needed the variance for the shed.
That complete your presentation?
Yes.
You might have some questions.
Absolutely.
One second.
I'd rather you ask, because. And another thing, if I may add, my daughter recently moved in my home with her three kids. And so the extra space would be ideal for what I was told, a Barbie house. Because she has girls, and some of them are young, and I was told my mom doesn't have room for a Barbie house, so it would be a huge help.
You might have said this already, but excuse me, asking a question or answer something you already answered, asking something you already answered. When did you buy the property?
I bought it in 2014.
You said the issue with the shed was in 2005 or six before
yes.
you bought the property?
Yes. When I came in to get the permit for the shed originally, and they looked at the survey, they saw that it was 4.6 feet, and it should have been 5 feet of space from wherever it was supposed to be.
Do you already have a shed there?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the new shed already placed?
Oh, no. No, that old one is still there.
And that one's, you said 4x4?
No, that's a 6x6.
Oh, that's 6x6.
Yes.
And you're trying to go to 8x8, so two more.
Or a 6x8.
Okay.
The one that's showing is 8x8 on the site plan.
Yes. I'd be happy with an 8x8.
If you had an 8x8, could you move it slightly over towards the house more? Would that give you enough room between the trailer and the shed?
Well, the only thing that honestly I would be concerned with is the guys that cut the grass being able to get their equipment. And that's why I said that I would be willing to go to a 6x8, which would give them the extra 2 feet. Right. To be able to get through with their lawnmowers.
But you would post that edge where you have it now. You would go no further out.
No. No, there's a, like, I don't know if you can see, there's like a little stocky type fence, and it would be, and that fence goes up to the end of behind the actual shed that's there now. Okay. There's only about maybe a foot between them.
Yeah, fair. Would you agree with the statement that there is some, your neighbor to your left, lot B77, there's some placements of some AC units, and it looks like it almost looks like steps. Do you think that's creating an issue for you with this proposed screen porch? Because it's in the building envelope. If you look at the building restriction line,
okay.
Everything's in that. Yes.
Yes, that's to
but
his.
But do you think that the separation distance that's being caused by your neighbor and the placement of where their AC unit is and their steps. Do you think that's hindering you and the reason you're here today?
I'm honestly not following you.
You're applying for separation distances, so it needs to be 20 feet, correct?
Correct.
20 feet for the from structure to structure, but there can be less for certain.
So. What I'm getting at is if you look at your, if you look up here and you see the AC unit, see the steps a little further up?
Yes.
That's creating a situation for you to be here today because you don't have enough separation. And in the placement of the home as well, it's creating a situation for you where you need to come here to us because of where that home is placed.
Okay,
That was my question.
Would
that be a fair statement?
Yes. It is a fair statement, and that's exactly what I was told, that because it's not the 20 feet between, I guess, where his AC or his steps are, I needed to get the variance.
And you might have said this already, but did you speak to your neighbors about what you're...
Oh, yeah, he wants me to put a entranceway so he can come from his place to my place anytime he needs milk or bread or whatever he needs. No, my neighbors are great.
Make that separation distance worse. But, but okay. I don't have any further questions. Is anybody from the board? From the board?
One other thing. The set of steps that you have going onto the new porch, you plan on... That's the only set of steps you're planning on, not to the back side or to the other side?
The steps would be one set of steps coming in the front.
In the front?
Yes.
No plans on any others?
Oh, God, no. Because I hope one day to live by myself with no family members, and I don't want any additional entrances.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, we will see in... Sierra, typically variances for a mobile home, manufactured home, I should say, and sheds and any exits, entrances, HVAC. We don't see a lot where there's additions that are made to the homes. There was a variance, a blanket variance that was approved in 2007 for the community, grandfathered in older structures. But as the case before you tonight, the replacement structures to fit often can't fit without some variance because they've got things on all, you know, three
right.
sides. In looking at what you have here, you're going to, if I'm, you know, the shed is replacement of an existing shed.
Correct.
So that one was there. But this three-season room is effectively going to project your structures much closer to lot B 77 than what currently exists. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Was there any, and I know sometimes you could be restricted by the manufactured home, but did you look to doing an addition towards the front of the property where there appears to be some space in the building envelope?
Not enough space. There was, I think there was, when I talked to the contractor, he said the best bet was, because I thought about putting in the front of the house, because the side of the house, you can't really look out the window, only to your neighbor, the front of the house, who of course would be able to watch the kids playing and stuff, but he said that there would not be enough space between the road and where the structure would end for it to be any substantial size where it would work.
I mean, it would appear you could almost double the width, and that there appears to be almost the same depth of the current proposed porch if you went off the front. But your contractor said that you wouldn't have enough space?
Yes.
Are there utilities or things like that on that side of the home that make it impossible?
In front of the home?
Correct.
No, it's just a very small grassed area.
Okay. I just show that it's at least 20 feet, 20.7 feet from the closest point of the house to the road. And then there's a 5-foot setback. So that gives 15.7 feet. And you have more width of which to work with. You're currently proposing a 7x20.
Correct.
So... here that you could change that. Okay. Just making sure that was something you kicked the tires.
I did. Actually, I'd originally wanted it on the front of the home and was advised by the contractor against that.
In looking at the site plan, there's some, it looks like your prior shed was closer to the rear property line, and it looks like the new one you're bringing it closer in away from the rear properties, is that correct?
No, I don't plan. I plan on putting it in the same spot, and that's why I was told that the variance was needed because of the, it doesn't meet the 5-foot
okay,
requirement.
Well, if you look up here, and the reason I ask that is there's, you see where Ms. Iarussi's moving the cursor around?
I do.
So there's the proposed shed, which has got the red and the black,
correct.
And then there's like a faint box behind that. Is that the locate, what is that? Is that the location of the current shed?
No, I think, I honestly don't know what it is. The shed should be in, the replacement shed should be in the exact same spot, just larger.
Okay. So you don't know what that box is at all?
I do not.
Okay, all right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Other questions from the board? Please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13129? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13129? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13129 for Rose Marie Saggioni. Property has unique physical conditions because the property is very narrow and creates exceptional practical difficulty. And due to such physical circumstances, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the adjacent property. And it does represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Lovinguth?
I'm against.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-1, case number 13129 has been approved. Next case?
Case number 1.